Another Saturday, and here we are, Late Night with Deanne. I'm your host, Deanne Burley, on RBN, publicbroadcasting.org, during the week, Monday through Friday, on Truth Radio, from Monday through Friday at 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Blog Talk Radio, we have various programs. On Monday, we're going to have our military broadcast. It's Veterans Information and Resource Hour, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio with a host of Tyrone Dancy. And then we have also Mike Katz, Conscious Awareness Hour on Friday at 4 p.m. in the Homeless Radio broadcast, which airs every Saturday at 3 p.m. A lot of things going on, folks. A lot of information, a lot of reports to give you here. We have a guest on, and he can't stay that long, but I'm going to go into what I went to on Friday, which was the FCC hearings, probably close to the last one they're going to have, folks. And it has to do with who's going to own all of the major radio stations and television stations and media across the country. Will it be just one or two guys, or will it be open up to everyone? And I'm going to bring my guest on now. His name is Jim Tosi, and he's with the organization, the Center for Regulation Effectiveness. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dan.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What did you think of the meeting that occurred at Operation Push headquarters this last Friday?
Well, I think you summarized what the issue was, and maybe we'll just restate it for your audience, that there's a very substantial public policy issue in this country, is that for whatever reasons, people see a consolidation in the broadcast and newspaper industry. And people are concerned that as there's this consolidation, there are less smaller stations with a range of impacts. Musicians, they say, can't get some of their music on. There's also concerns for losing some local contents, and there's also some concern for diversity of ownership. So there was a range of issues addressed, and then there was a number of people that would support, I think, the government putting a tighter and tighter restriction on. That was the issue, and that's what Deanne and I, it was a very long hearing, wasn't Deanne, it was hours, but that was the topic. And should I, Deanne, should I go on what my position was?
Sure.
Well, I wanted to find out from you, though. Do you think, from what you heard in this meeting, do you think that the FCC is going to actually listen to people, or are they going to go with the opinion of the major broadcasters that were there?
Oh, I think the FCC is a very deliberative body, and by law, they are going to take the entire record into account. So, no, I think they're a very deliberative body, so I don't think anyone knows where they're coming out, including themselves.
Well, that seems that we have a chance, because, see, the one thing that's really bad out here is not only entertainers, but the fact that you have a lot of people complaining about the credibility and the content of the media as far as its news. We're going to be back after this commercial with Jim Tosi and John Alstaff, my co-host, when we come right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin.
Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back and we're here live, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne, and I have my special guest, Tim Tozzi. We're talking about the FCC hearings, and I was stating before we went to break, there's a huge concern, especially in the Chicago area, in fact, New York, various other cities, that the reporting of news is not what it should be. They feel that the media is more or less driven by dollars and not really listening to the consumer on what they want to hear and how much the information that they're getting is accurate and true. What do you feel on that? What can the consumers out there do to have FCC recognize this to try to create a more level broadcasting?
We have to look at what our job is. We look at the data and what people have before them. And the buzzwords of the profession, you might call this, quote, unquote, the localism issue. And localism has several dimensions. One is the concern that there's less and less local news and more national news. And second, there's a whole quality dimension. And so what people have done, they've done numerous studies on this, both sides of the issue. And our job has been to look at those studies and to see if the data supports, we don't take policy positions, we look at the accuracy of the data. Having said that, if you look at one aspect where the commission did a lot of studies and quoted some, and if you look at the concern of people getting local news, you might, and underline might, because different people being two different studies in different ways. You might get one answer if you look at, you say that your news is restricted to the major networks, including the Republic. On the other hand, you might get a different answer if you enlarge that universe and say, I'm going to look over not only broadcast networks, but I'm going to look at the cable. And so as you enlarge the number of producers of information, you tend to get different answers. So the question is, then, what can the FCC do about it? And the FCC's power is only over the broadcasters.
Well, that's true, but the thing I guess I'm kind of equating to is, like, for instance, everyone in the industry is now knowledgeable, including consumers, that most of the information that the newscasters are getting it from the wire. So it's coming out, like, from one source, and the information of going out and actually investigating is not as vastly used as before, and therefore there's, clouding of truth, like, for instance, huge issues around 9/11, huge issues around Oklahoma City, even the current story that has the rise down there in Louisiana in regards to the six men. The story came out, and people, when they originally heard the broadcast, thought it was a situation, these guys just attacked this one gentleman, when in fact it had to do with this tree and the noose and all this other kind of stuff. So, there's got to be some level of accountability, and we're trying to figure out, where to go to get that accountability.
Okay. Yeah, let's look at that. Let's accept that everything you said is accurate there, Dion. The question, what can the government do about that? And you have to really look, even if one quote, unquote, has a real, and I say if because different people have different minds in it, but even if one comes up with, quote, a real problem, the question is, do you have a real solution? And the solution that the government has right now that people really have to look at, they would control how many stations, how many broadcast stations could own a station within an area or outside an area, and how many newspapers and stuff like that. And the question is, let's say you put those strong rules on them, or a little tighter than they have. Then you have to ask, will the smaller station, will that make the problem better? And it may and it may not. One of the conditions where it may not is in terms of newspapers. Newspapers are short of revenues. And if they don't find, and the reportive mechanisms are generally the newspapers, and most newspapers are really becoming on a financial rope. So if you put too much constraints on their ability to purchase other units, you may be cutting off the news source you have. On the other hand, you may not on cable because it depends what area. And I live in D.C. area, and we have a cable station that shows local news, and it's written by local. But I just don't know how common that is around the country.
Now, John Alastasis, are you there? He's my co-host. Are you there?
Hi, Dan, yes.
Hi. Do you have any questions? Because Jim only has a few minutes, and I really thank him for coming on at this late notice. Do you have any questions for him before he has to go?
Well, my point as far as a monopoly, monopolies are, the definition has already been focused on to the fact that a monopoly controls too many things. There's not enough flexibility for the success of a country. As we look at like Soviet Union being controlled by one media controls everything, and we look at it as a negativity, not as a positivity. I'd be very scared to see a monopoly. It's a violation of the antitrust laws. It's a form of fascism control, as we look at the media control for any war or fascism system. And I just consider it way too dangerous to even consider.
Well, yeah, I agree with you entirely that we do not want one or a small number of groups controlling the news media. I agree 100%. The question is, if you see that as an issue, whether the government regulating the number of purchases will solve that problem. That's the question. Even if you say you accept everything like that, where the government regulation of how big certain people can get will solve the problem. I think that's the issue that has to be debated. I don't think I don't know. I can't say forever. I don't think anyone, not too many people, would suggest that as you move towards, if you ever got to a monopoly, that would be, you know, socially beneficial. But at the same time, as you approach that, you know, you have other media that are expanding, like cable, which is not covered by any of this.
Well, the thing is, it is expanding and it's not covering, but it's moving in a realm that you have more information flowing. You have more information coming from indies, which is all the alternative media. And a lot of people are going over into get reports because, again, they're realizing that the one or two or three individuals that are gobbling up everything basically control what stories get on and what don't. And in order to find out the other factors that are not being heard, they have to go to the other source. So it looks like FCC would open up the realm to allow more people to be able to participate in ownership of radio and television and print and open it up in such a fashion it's not to the point where they can't afford it, because in order to get in that realm, you have to have a lot of dollars, a lot of money.
And yeah, that's the question. If they control too strict any consolidation, will these stations be viable without by themselves? And there's a big history of a lot of these going out. The stations are folding economically, so we have to balance the economics of this situation, which the FCC can't control.
Well, wouldn't that be up to the individual owners, like anyone else that owns a business or a corporation? And indeed, a lot of people fold in business, but it would be up to them because it's all the power of entrepreneurship and developing marketing and media. So
that's
up to the individuals.
That's exactly right. And right now, you know, no individual small station is forced to be bought by one of these bigger. It's the economics it generates. They come down to the small station. A lot of them are on the ropes, and they buy them. So right now, it is up to the entrepreneurship. So one of the big driving things we have to look at is the economics. Will the government intervention in this really change the basic economics? And that's a big question. Because most of these people are bought up voluntarily, you know.
But the one thing that, you know, is a huge concern is that, you know, like to get a 55,000-watt broadcast station, you know, maybe non-directional or whatever, it costs millions of dollars. So the, you know, average Joe out there can't afford it. And then the ones out there that have the smaller micro stations are being, you know, affixed to a level of, you know, almost being pirates. And, you know, are being brought down by, you know, some of the FCC rules. So, you know, again, I think that there needs to be a little bit of opening measure to allow for all broadcasters to have and share into freedom of the press and freedom of, you know, putting out information and broadcast.
But I agree, but I don't, the problem is the FCC has no control over the economics of the situation. In other words, if I have a little broadcasting company and I'm really on the ropes, there's not much the FCC can do about that. They might be able to help if I can afford it and get my equipment and give me a little bit more bandwidth. But the basic problem that's been occurring is that there's a whole push to have the FCC restrict the right of a small station to sell his own station because there'll be no market. And people have to look at that, given that kind of power to the government very seriously, because remember, every time one of these small stations are purchased, they do it voluntarily. They join a larger company. Now, we may not like it as individuals, but on the other hand, that entrepreneur is saying one way that either he's better off or he may be going out of business. So the FCC has very limited power. They have very little power on getting resources to a fledgling station is what I'm saying. They do have powers to control whether you can sell it, but they don't have much control whether somebody will buy it.
Now, I want to say just before the end of the segment, your organization is Center for Regulation Effectiveness. Just if we could wait for one commercial really quick, I want to give out the information, if you could, you know, on this. And how the consumers can contact you. We'll be right back after this break. The Ann Burley Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN, and I'm here with my special guest, Jim Tolsey. Jim, can you give information about your organization here and how the public can call in, and would it be effective for them to call your organization?
Okay, basically, it's the center. You can put it into a search into the Center for Regulatory Effectiveness. We were the proponents of the Data Quality Act, which requires the government to set standards for any data they issue. And it explains that if you don't like any information that the data government issues, you can petition for change. And if you go to our website, you'll see that we're all former government officials in the White House Office of Management and Budget. I worked for five presidents, three Republicans, two Democrats. And there's a contact place on the website that shows you to send a letter. And if you have any issues on this rule, most certainly send them to us because we're in constant contest. We're a watchdog. We watch the federal regulatory agencies. And we learn a lot by people outside what we call the Beltway. So we look forward to it. Yes, and call us. And we look at them. We read them. We bring them up in discussions with officials. And we try to be around 50% as effective as the DM.
Well, I thank you very much, and I thank you for having that organization. I'm really thankful I met you at Operation Push headquarters that day, and would like to have you back again at a later date when you have more time and talk more about your organization and, you know, the ways and means that people can basically look to get more, you know, stations and change for the better. Thank you very much, Jim, for coming on.
Thank you, Deanna. I really appreciate it. To you and your coach and all your wonderful audience for giving me this time to speak with them. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And that was Jim Tozzi, and he's with the Center for Regulation Effectiveness out of Washington, D.C. Again, his phone number is 202-265-2383, and the internet site is www.thecre.com. John, are you there? John Ostalsis?
Yes, have you got me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
What do you feel about the FCC issue? And I'm going to only talk briefly here because in a few minutes, in fact, we're going to have our second guest, who is going to be Stuart Sweelo. But I just wanted to get your opinion of what you feel is going on in the media.
Well, it's a form of control going on. For example, well, they say they have no money for the roads, and yet our tax on the fuel is over 50% of the cost of the fuel is tax. And we have tremendous money in the government. The government is reaping about 90% of all of our economy into the government. It's like they own approximately 90% of Microsoft. They're selling our roads for a dollar because they say we haven't got the infrastructure. They're saying they sent our work, they outsourced our work, saying it was good for the economy of the United States, and we're finding out that it was exactly the opposite of that. So here we have another mechanism of takeover. We have, they're saying there's no money, and, you know, for the little guy to exist, he's got to be bought up by the big guy, and it's all voluntary. And it seems so convenient and so practical, when the truth of the matter is it's a form of construction by the elitist. For the takeover, it's one of the forms of takeover is you control the media for propaganda. And they've made it so it looks like it's all honest and upfront, when the truth of the matter is they're bringing this country down to its knees, and one of the control forms is the FCC, and another one would be the Internet, and they're doing both of those, and they're using several tools to down this country and take it over. So anyhow, the roads being sold for a dollar a lot of times for say the owners out of Spain building the infrastructure of the road from Mexico to Canada, it's generating jobs for the Mexicans. They're stopping. They have like 37 independent huge trucking firms now, trucking materials into the United States from Mexico without any border control or transfer materials to create jobs in our country. They're shutting down the infrastructure of shipping and whatnot from, like, California, the reception of the shipping coast and the longshoremen is being crushed down because they no longer have control where the mechanism of product is coming into the country. A lot of the product has been transferred to be produced in Mexico. A lot of the shipping is being shipped into Mexico, where the road's starting to be formed to ship in from to Mexico to the United States to Canada, and it's all going to be foreign-owned. And, this it's just an organization and mechanism of, again, full control of our country. And shut down of the money to where we just don't have the infrastructure of means to support ourselves.
Well, it's a huge problem, and we're going to talk more about that on shows to come. But in a few minutes, we're going to have Stuart Sweelo on from Expansions, and he's going to be talking about the issue of dreams. You know, what does dreams represent? How do dreams correlate in all the things that we do each day? Also, in the later part of the show, we're going to be doing a broadcast about the prescriptions for death. And I don't know if you know what's going on with this prescription stuff, but I got some interesting reports about a major pharmaceutical company that has a prescription drug out there that causes diabetes and obesity. We'll be back. We'll be right with Stuart Swilo when we return with Expansion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back, and it's this late night with Deanne, and we're on RBN with my co-host, John Alstasis, and we're going to call up our special guest in a few minutes, but I just want you folks to kind of hear this. It's about dreams. It's about who we are and what we are and what happens to us at night. Some people dream vivid dreams in color. Some people wake up in the middle of the night startled by a nightmare they had in a dream that they remember all day and they don't realize why. There's other people that don't dream at all. And then there's people out there that have dreams and the dreams seem to come true. Well, I'm one of those dreamers that things come true when I dream. I don't dream normally. But when I do have a dream, something happens maybe within maybe a week or two after I have those occurring dreams. I've had dreams of things such as when there was a major L that fell off the tracks here in the Chicagoland area from Wabash. I knew that it was going to happen before, and I saw it vividly in a dream. And kept seeing it and having imagery of it, and it happened. And then there were people that I had dreamed that were deceased, and I saw that before, and within a week or two it happened. And then I also seen things such as if this is true, and I'm still verifying and looking into this, but the meteor shower that they had, that people have been coming in contact with these meteors that have been making them sick. I dreamed that just prior to it happening, maybe a week or two, and John can verify. I had told him about these dreams I had, and evidently meteors hit this one area, and something happened to the people there. But again, I haven't completely verified that. I've just heard rumors of this, but there are people that have all types of dreams, and there's reasons for that, and that's what I'm going to be talking to my guest about, among some other things. I'd like to bring a special welcome to Stuart Suelo of Expansions. I've had him here before. We had a wonderful broadcast the day you came on last time, Stuart, and I'm welcoming you back here. Stuart, how are you doing?
Hey, thank you, Dan. It's nice to be back on your show.
And what is it about dreams? Can you kind of explain what your premise is about dreaming? And
well,
how?
Dreams, in my research and what I know, when you are in the dream state, it is just as valid as the waking state. It's just that some of the rules and regulations are different. And we need to understand what the dreams mean, because the average human being sleeps between 7 to 8 hours per day, and that's approximately a third of the day. And if we extrapolate that to an average lifespan in this country of about 75 years, then that means you're asleep for 25 years, or a quarter of a century. That's a long time to not be aware of what's going on in your life. And I think we need to understand what's happening in that time period.
Now, when you have a dream, you know, some people dream of things in abstract. How can they define what that dream is to explain to someone to understand what it would mean?
Correct. When we dream, we are actually, the soul personality is really leaving the physical body. And it depends on exactly where we go to know what kind of a dream we're going to have. So, for example, if we go into the astral layers, which is the borderline physical, non-physical energy area above the earth, then we may have very vivid dreams that seem very real and very physical. And that's because the astral is very close to physical reality. But when we go into the hyperspace levels, which is above that, then it's very pure energy. It's pure thought, pure color, pure form of archetype and symbol. And when we return to the body after the dream state, the left brain or logical mind does not have a reference point of understanding of what these symbols mean. So the pineal gland in the very center of the head kicks in and puts pictograms over these symbols, and then strings the pictograms together in an order so that the logical mind perceives it as a dream that we would remember as a story. So what we need to do is write down all the dreams that we have, and then analyze what the symbols mean so that we can understand the messages that our superconscious mind is giving us in the dream state.
Now, how do these dreams play into your daily reality? You know, say, for instance, you come from a dream state and you realize some aspects of that dream. How does it affect your reality as you wake?
Well, excuse me, it's kind of like an inventory of what is last in is first out. The mind will use the latest symbolism of what we need to understand in our life. That's why if we go see a movie or a TV show or read a book and then we dream about it, people think, oh, just because you saw the movie. Not necessarily, that's not really the case. The case is the mind is using the latest symbols that the mind, the left brain, has perceived in order to create images that the left brain can understand from the dream state. So if we think of dreams as a status report of what's going on in our lives in the current moment, then we have a greater understanding of what the symbols in our waking life mean to us. Because as above, so below, whatever we dream as symbols in the dream state, that's the same kind of experience and symbols that we will attract in the waking state. Really, there's no difference except for the one is physical, one is non-physical.
Now, do you think if a person, as they have depicted during the beginning of the show, can dream of future events and can see things before they happen within these dreams?
Yeah, that's not really a dream then. In that case, what you're doing is going into the upper astral or lower hyperspace levels, going out of time-space sequences and seeing what events are about to occur in what we would perceive as a timeline, so that when we come back then into the body, we are remembering what we saw in the timeline. It's really not a dream in that condition. In that state, you're really going into a precognition or future recognition of an event.
So are there very many people that have that ability?
We all have that ability, and if you remember, I believe on the last show that I did with you, I mentioned that human beings only use 10% or less of their brain capacity, so that if we are able to open up some percentage more than that, we have amazing functions and abilities that we don't realize that we can use.
Now, is there a situation that when people are in this twilight of awakening state, say that they awake and they forget everything that they dreamed, everything, is there a reason for that they, you know, have a vivid dream, colored dream, everything is impacting on them, and then it gets to a point that they just wake in a startled state and then a few minutes lose everything?
Yeah, that happens when the left brain is not able to assimilate the information that the subconscious mind and superconscious mind is giving it. And so what happens then is the logical mind just put a block on it until it's able to handle the information. Now, you had mentioned when, as you were introducing me, that some people don't dream at all. When in fact, if you didn't dream, you would actually go insane. Because the dream is an outlet, an energetic outlet for the mind in order to understand certain circumstances in our life. So those people who think they don't dream, it's really that they're not remembering their dreams. And a way to really remember is that as soon as you wake up, don't move from the position that you're in. Stay in the very position that you're in and go to the color brown in and around you, which will ground and balance the information. Then you'll have the presence of mind long enough to write down the dreams. You should keep a journal or a pen right by your nightstand so that you can immediately write down the dream. Then if you start moving around and working with your chakra system and balancing the brain, then it doesn't matter if you don't remember because then you've already written it down.
Well, how about forced dreams where you see something pleasant, like, for instance, a movie, or you have a special significant other and you wish that certain things would occur with that person, and or you might have other things that you want to do in business and you want to see that, and you just lay down and sleep and concentrate and dream that. What does that do? Does that have any significant play in dreams or how dreams manifest?
Yeah, in fact, before you go to sleep, you can literally program your dreams or tell your mind what it is you want to learn about. And so your mind will then give you the information that you need for the particular topic that you've asked it to present to you. And I call this oversoul dreaming. In other words, you go to the higher level of consciousness of yourself and you tell it the status report that you want for a particular subject matter in your life. So, yes, you can do that very easily.
And does that have any significant growth to a person, insight for them to, be able to develop themselves from that point when they wake up and reference it?
Oh, yes. In fact, many inventors say that they've gotten their information in a dream state. Many teachers get entire lesson plans and information to give students in a dream state. Absolutely. In fact, a lot of mothers actually can see that their future children in their dream state because they're able to contact that soul personality while they're in the astral and hyperspace levels of awareness.
Now, John, do you have any questions of Stuart in regards to this with dreams?
Well, I just came upon some information to where the subconscious recognizes 10,000 points of memory, basically, per hour, where our conscious only remembers like 4 or 5 points. And as we're in the dream state, do we have that same phenomenon of such an eccentric, you know, I mean, you can almost flip a book and say, well, on page 12, it's the fifth word, fourth is some word, and actually you pick it because you're remembering so much that we would be geniuses. Do we have that ability overall?
Yes, because when you're in the dream state, the left brain is not active. You're really working with the subconscious and superconscious levels of awareness, which go beyond physical reality and can contact any point in time and space and non-physical reality as is necessary.
So it's kind of like you can also do kind of a direct viewing, a remote viewing, I mean, of different events in your mind while you dream.
Yes, and you know, we can even train ourselves to do that in the waking and conscious state. We have, in an average night, 5 dreams per night, and in a lifetime, we have approximately 100,000 dreams. So can you imagine the very vast information that we're receiving during that one-third of our lifetime here on the physical Earth plane? If we applied it to our physical lives, imagine how much better our situation could be.
Now, I have a caller, I think Jan in Texas. Jan, is that... Huh? Tim. Oh, hi, Tim in Texas. How are you?
This is Kenneth Fort Worth, Texas. How you doing?
Okay, how are you doing?
Subway. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, a reference to your dream about the L subway.
Uh-huh.
First thing you should have done is sit down and prayed. That's the first thing my wife and I do. Something, if you have a bad dream about something going bad,
mm-hmm.
First thing we do is pray.
Well, I did, but I saw it.
Right, you saw
it. I believe
the Lord showed you what was going to happen, and
mm-hmm.
you should have sat and prayed.
I did that. I did pray
okay,
during that time because I
okay,
knew.
Okay, I believe the Lord has showed you the future, be it a week, 10 days, into the future. For some reason, he's done it to me. Things I think are very obvious. Some things I don't know exactly what example. I had a dream one time back about 97 that I walked into an empty wall tent. Well, I traveled up to northern Indiana to take care of my mother, walked out to the lake, and there was a guy fixing up an empty wall tent. He was just fixing it up, about ready to put stuff in it. I told my wife, I said, I just found my wall tent. Things like this. I think God gives you timelines. He knew exactly when I was going to walk in there. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the Lord just showed you things, and if he wants to in the middle of the night, he'll talk to you, and he'll show you things of events coming up. Sometimes we see events we don't even want to talk about.
That's true. Stuart, what do you feel about that and praying after having these dreams?
Well, again, when you're seeing a situation of an event which is out of a time-space sequence, you have to ask yourself, why am I seeing this event? Obviously, it's not haphazard or accidental. There's a reason why. And you need to look at the symbolism of what it means for you, of why you were able to connect to that particular event. Now, we have to also remember that even though if it's a terrible event and we pray that it doesn't happen, it might be in the scheme of things that that event is supposed to happen, and we just need to be aware of it so that we can understand the implications of it.
Well, pray for it to come out better.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, you can do that, but you have to remember that you're imposing your will on a whole bunch of other people.
No, you're not. You're just asking God to help out, to intervene, to do better things. And what? Why he shows you, I don't know. Yeah. And he just decides to do that.
Well,
I just accept it.
I have a different perspective on that. I don't think that God specifically tells you that, because God mind is everywhere and does everything, and it doesn't really intervene, because all things happen everywhere. It's a question of what we wish to perceive and experience, and God mind allows free will so that we can choose what we wish to experience. And there are sometimes, unfortunately, where some negative things need to happen so that we learn a particular lesson. Otherwise, we wouldn't learn that lesson.
I believe the Lord does show you the future in dreams, if he so desires.
Well, that's a good, you know, offset of two different opinions here. But I do feel, again, that these dreams do come, and you are given discernment, and there is a way that within those dreams, you know, if you change the dreams and you pray by prayer, are you changing something that is of God's will? But then if you change an event, is it a will that you have imposed to try to correct an event so it won't harm a lot of people? So are you doing good if you do that, or are you doing evil? You know, it's a very sensitive area to come about.
Yeah, but how can you do evil by praying?
I'm not saying it's by praying. I'm just saying that you're changing an event that might be something that's supposed to happen.
And when the Lord shows you these things, I'm awed. You should be awed. Why would he pick you to show you that?
That's true, too.
Yep.
That's very true. That's very true. Thank you for calling in.
My
and
pleasure.
By the way, did you have another question? Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, Stuart, we're going to be back after this break, and just want to ask you more about what the caller had said, and we'll be back after this break. And the caller, I'm sorry if I cut you off. I didn't know if you had another comment you wanted, and you can call back in. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education pension, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back. And this is Late Night with Deanne, and I'm here with Stuart Swillow, and he is with Expansions. And I thank him for calling back on my broadcast because we get into very interesting subjects here, don't we, Stuart? The issue of God in relation to dreams, what is it that you feel on that? As the caller had stated that these dreams come to you, and he feels that the dreams are gifts from God, and basically you pray on those gifts and you can discern them and change them. What is your opinion of that?
Well, I don't wish to offend anyone, and everyone, of course, should have their own opinion and belief system. But to me, that's a very religious perspective. And I personally, while I very much know and believe and have God mind in my heart and mind, I don't believe in organized religion. I think that God mind doesn't have religion because it can't be narrowed down that way. However, these so-called gifts are natural functions of mind, and everyone can tap into anything, anytime, if they know how to do it. So, for example, when you talk about the dream you had about the L train in Chicago area,
mm-hmm.
and you said a piece of the L track fell down, yes?
Well, it was the train itself. I had a vivid dream for months about the train going over around this particular corner and bend, and that it would not go all the way and it would fall to the ground, which it did.
Okay. So you look at the energy of why you attracted that particular scene, and we look at the symbolism. For example, the train tracks symbolically represent DNA of our bodies. And so the train moving over the tracks represents the movement, the forward movement or opening sequences of your DNA. So at that time, it's very likely that some of your DNA may have been damaged or it may have been opened incorrectly and caused an incorrect movement in the progress of your body. And so that's why you attracted that scene, because it was so symbolic of what was going on with you personally.
Hmm, interesting.
And that's how I see that particular image. Because, you know, God mind is impersonal. It is all-pervading. It does not interfere. There's no such thing as divine intervention, because there are infinite realities where everything possible happens somewhere. So there's no need for intervention because it's already happening.
So if I have dreams, vivid dreams of individuals that are getting ready to die, and I've done that. It's been like a pattern of anywhere from 3 to 4 days that they die.
Yes.
That means what? Does it mean my DNA is still damaged? Or what?
No, that has nothing to do with your DNA, because that represents that some part of your personal relationships are dying. So you need to look at what that person represents to you or what that person means to you symbolically, and that is an aspect of yourself that you're losing, which is why you were able to see the death of that person, because it was symbolically correlated.
So even if there are people that I don't know that well, would it be under that same conclusion as well?
Yes, because you'd have to know, what does this person mean to me? What do they represent to me? What is the energy of symbolism there? And that's why you're able to tap into that.
It's very interesting. And the thing is that it happens quite frequently. I just had one not too long ago. But we'll be right back after this break. And then I have John ask questions to the callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up after this break.
To the weak, the rich, and the poor. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic